Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Oh, Hallelujah. When the Lord restored the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dreamt. Listen to me. A testimony can become the trigger. I don't know about you, but if you've ever had to wake up in the morning and you ask yourself, why am I different? It's not a good place to be. It's a different thing if you are so lazy and you are not doing anything. It's another thing when you are working so hard and everything is saying no to you. No, 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 no. Listen, this service, this is the moment that God says yes to you. The pain of your past will become like a dream. I said the pain of your past, you will remember it only like a dream. I said the pain that you have experienced, the trauma you have had to deal with, you will only remember it like a dream. Because he is your God, your lover, your savior, the one who stretches the right hand of victory. You are not going back to where you have left. That amen is weak. I said that place that Jesus took you away from, you are not going back there. Therefore, today we recommend you to kings. Today we recommend you to queens. Today we recommend you to people of influence. They will know your name. They will know your name. They will come under your shadow. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If you believe, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to read the word of God very briefly while we are standing. In Isaiah chapter 49. So to this morning, we'll be doing the talking together, which means we'll be doing a bit of prophetic praying. And you will see what by the time we get there. So today, with your own mouth, you will tell God what you want. Now, put up verse 1. Let's start from there. Listen, O island, unto me. Hearken, ye people from afar. The Lord has called me from the womb, and from the bowels of my mother has he mentioned my name. There are contentions that come into a man's life from the moment he enters the womb. There are contentions that you didn't invite, but they invited themselves. There are contentions that saw your prophecy from afar and they began to plan for you. There are contentions that come into a man's life without invitation. They are there because they have seen your star. They saw the star of Jesus. And that star brought a king to begin to look for Jesus. He killed everybody that was in that, that was born in that. He didn't know who Jesus was. He was not ready to gamble, and he was ready to waste everybody. That's Herod. The hunter spirit. The spirit that hunts for precious souls. They have received a signal in their kingdom. There is somebody like this here. We don't know who he is. The Lord is still hiding him. Clear everybody out. The same thing happened in the time of Moses. A child was born, and there was a signal. Say, kill everybody. Moses also did not have age mates. Like Moses, like Jesus. So when Moses said, a prophet like unto me shall the Lord raise, they have been together. Their beginning was very similar. Moses called forth water. Jesus gave us the river of the Spirit. But listen to me, there are contentions. And when you are in that season where you are carrying your baby, you must find your Elizabeth. There are battles and contentions you should not fight alone. It is too much problem. You need support. You need prayer support. Two is better than one, for they have a better reward for their labor. Tonight we want to speak to the wombs of destiny, because there are many of you that are overdue. By now you should be holding your promise. At this level you should be holding your testimony. But you are still carrying a baby after 1.5 years. This thing is overdue. Listen, oh islands. There are moments when we beg. But when you find that the enemy is not ready to give up, then you will face it and say, listen to me, O island. Your time is up. Expire. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Lekataya maraka setaya. Listen to me, O island. Your time is up. Expire! If I can get two people who are ready to pray, if I can get two people who are ready to pray, we are going to speak to the island. We are going to speak to the islands. Every wall of limitation, whatever is holding you back, Zekataya barika malaka ina kasaida. Expire, expire, expire. Every island, every mountain. Hear the voice of the Lord. Expire! Kanda barekataya namali saida. Rabate katala barikata yene mele kotoya. Zekataya balekataya le barakataya. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Listen to me. In the realm of the spirit, everything is clear. You are the one who is ignorant about yourself. When Joseph had that dream, did he ever in his mind think the dream was going to be that powerful? He told his brothers innocently. While he was thinking about the meaning of the dreams, the brothers already knew the meaning. It took Joseph many years until he turned 30. The thing did not, but the brothers knew. Your enemies have information. You will never know, and they will never tell you. Satan will never tell you why he's always on your neck. Because he knows that you are like a lion. If you are allowed to breathe, you'll be a problem to him. Joseph was innocent. It almost cost him his life. Not having knowledge that you are chosen. Not having the knowledge that your existence on this earth is not because your father met your mom. Not knowing that you are special can be a problem, because knowledge is power. Ignorance is weakness. That all these challenges you have been facing, that you have not been able to speak to people about, is because there is something about you. How many wives did Joseph's father marry? He married two sisters. Huh? But there was delay in the life of Rachel. There's a reason now. You keep going to the doctor, they'll tell you, you are okay. This thing is spiritual. If we can, this woman is carrying a Joseph. If we let her breathe, you need to see this thing for what it really is. The devil has seen your picture. He has seen your future. He at least has an idea that influence in the hands of Busayo is a problem for him. And listen to me, you have to fight. Because if they take you down, they are coming for your children. Come on, say, God forbid. You are going to break that shell where they have kept you. They allowed you to be operating at a level. Listen to me, the realm God put you is the realm of billions. But you can't see it because you are overwhelmed by the several challenges. You think you are jobless? When God looks at you, he doesn't see a jobless person. He sees someone having meetings at the United Nations.
Amen.
You didn't hear that prophecy.
Amen.
I said, when God looks at you, he doesn't see a jobless person.
Yes, sir.
He sees a person that is being invited.
Amen.
To come and solve a global problem.
Amen.
Satan looked at, he said, this one, I don't know, this one. Because this was the original woman the man wanted. Let's raise, there's something about this one. And he put delay. The woman tried. Even after trying, only two children. And that one came into the world. Always dreaming. You think that the reason why you're having all those dreams, even as a child, is because your spirit doesn't have anything to do. Your spirit is beckoning to you. Pay attention. You see a young child wakes up and says, Mommy, something is always pursuing me. Listen, destiny is beckoning. The devil has seen that this one. So they begin to pursue. Even from before the boy even knows that there is something called spiritual warfare. You will see those young children say, Mommy, something is always pursuing me. Something, hey! There's a destiny here. You have to see this thing for what it really is. You are going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I break out of this shell.
I break out of this shell.
And I emerge. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I break out of this shell. 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 In the name of Jesus. I break out of this shell. I break out of this shell. I begin to increase in my capacity. I begin to grow in my spiritual capacity. I will no longer be weak. In the name of Jesus, I receive divine strength to break out of the shell. Are you praying? Are you praying? I break out of this shell. I break out of this shell. I break out of this shell. Egabale kataya marakataya bareketeya. Aye barekataye malika barakataye. Zekataya malika dozu pariandele kazaya. I break out of this shell. Aye le marokataya. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Isaiah 49 verse 8. Say, for thus saith the Lord, in the acceptable time I have heard you. Amen. And in the day of salvation I have helped you. Amen. Put up verse 8. Thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee. And in a day of salvation, there is a day in your story that the Lord calls salvation.
Hallelujah.
He said, I have helped you.
Hallelujah.
You know what it means to help? My brother, come. To help, you see, one of the enemy will not tell you don't pursue your destiny. But he will weary you. So that the day you are supposed to be glorified, if the sister comes to you and says, bro, there's this opportunity, you will say, I beg. I'm tired. Because it's not that you cannot do it, though. You are tired. Somebody came to you and said, Pastor, Pastor, don't preach to me. I am tired. This battle is too much for me. But the Lord said, in an acceptable time, put up that scripture, said, I have helped you. This is what it means to help. God puts his hand behind you and say, let's go together. Amen. So let's go together. So this time around, they are no longer seeing you. They are seeing the person with you. Put up that scripture. Put up that scripture. He said, I have helped you and I will preserve you. The plan of the enemy is to take you out. The plan of God is to preserve you. I want you to come into a season of covenant preservation. I want you to declare this is the acceptable day of the Lord. I want you to declare this is the day of salvation. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Leave that scripture up there in the name of Jesus. This is the acceptable day of the Lord over my life, over my family, over my destiny. I come into the acceptable day of the Lord. This is the day of salvation. In the name of Jesus, I am receiving help. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Kandele bakure taina kasaida. Rabakata yakata ye maliga barakuna kata. Ale maropa kata ye lebere kedegere. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Verse 15. We're going to take it all the way down to verse 19. Say, can a woman forget a suckling child? That she should not have compassion on the son of our womb. Say it is possible. Yet, I, the Lord, will not forget you. This is a word from the Lord. Listen to me. There was a time you know you had to trust God for your next meal. I came to tell you, I hear in my spirit, the Lord said, upgrade, 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 upgrade. Listen, I am prophesying to a select group of people. I'm speaking about a man who hid in a corner and wept because he could not meet the needs of his family. And he cried to God and said, God, how long? How long? Today is the acceptable day of the Lord. For all of you men and you that are in this room tonight or this morning, the Lord will make you a man. Your children will grow up to be men. They will not be weak. Give me the next verse. He said, behold, I have graven thee. This means I have written your names upon the palms of my hands. And your walls are cut. What that means is like, if he has any reason, he's having a conversation, just sister on both hands. He has your names. And don't worry, the hands are big enough. In your story, your name is the only name there. Don't worry about her. In your own story, your own name is the only name on his hand. In our own story, our name is, oh goodness. When he said, I will not forget you, he took deliberate steps so that wherever he goes, he's always having to see your face. Your picture is there on his wall. Your names are on his hands. He tattooed my name. He tattooed my name on his hands. So that wherever he goes, he's thinking Busayo. He's thinking Oluwagbenga. He's thinking God's power. He's thinking, look, listen to me. God has enough space to think about you alone. When men turn their backs against you, it is their loss. Don't worry about them. When your day of visitation comes, they will come back. Next verse. Oh, I love this. You see, when one of the signs that you will begin to observe, when the Lord finally opens the door over your family, is that your children will begin to make haste. They want to recover lost grounds. They want to recover lost grounds. You may think, ah, this child is slow. Oh, this child is not healthy. We are always going to the hospital because of her. In that day, there will be hasty recovery. There will be hasty recovery. Now, you do me a favor. You will begin to pray fervently. You will mention your name, mention the name of your siblings, everyone that is related to you, and begin to declare hasty recovery. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Hasty recovery. Hasty recovery. Your children shall make haste. Mention the name of your sisters. Mention the name of your brothers. Mention the name of your children. Begin to declare hasty recovery. Begin to declare hasty recovery. Kalima kurabiane kasaida. Hasty recovery. Your children shall make haste. Mention the name of your husband. Mention the name of your wife. Mention the name of your sisters. Begin to mention the name of your children. Begin to mention the name of your brothers. Let there be hasty recovery. Mention your name. Kandele baroka tayine mele kora daza. Esti recovery. Esti recovery. Esti recovery. Esti recovery. Esti recovery. Let it happen quickly. 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 Aparakata baye la barale kazota. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let your amen be resounding. In the day that God begins to push your children, in the day that the Lord begins to move your families, this is the day of the Lord, where God personally has determined to move you forward. But you see, there is something that is going to happen in that scripture. As the Lord is pushing your children, He said, destroyers shall be sent away from you. Look at that scripture. Now, hold on, hold on. If God said it, I don't apologize for it. The Lord said, as I begin to move you forward, the destroyers, your destroyers, and they that laid you waste, I will command that they should be separated. So God has said it. You now declare it. That every destroyer and every spirit that wasted you, their time is up. Begin to pray. Abalekaba, Abalikaba, Rebalitayana, Zebregedegedeya. Roba riba lina kiana karabai ala barakada zebreke dege debe liga zuka taina pia gala gala weye paruse da iya likara zopa de yale rabaliga duya zala zakatea zakatia 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 balekadora. Begin to go, begin to go, begin to go, begin to go. Every spirit of the waster, every spirit of the waster, begin to go, begin to go, begin to go. Ali barakata baye dabala. Let the ground open up. Let the ground open up. And swallow the waster. Swallow the destroyer. Swallow the waster. Swallow the destroyer. Swallow the waster. Swallow the destroyer. Now in the name of Jesus. Yegele baruka teyalaba. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You may have a prophecy, but you need a butler. You may be anointed to see visions like Joseph, but on the day of your showing forth, you need a butler to remind the king that there is a man. I met him in prison. The man can do the job. He's a software engineer. He's an architect. She's an event planner. I know a woman. She can proofread this document. I know a brother. He can write the code for this software. I know a man. He's a manager in his company. He can be the MD CEO of our company. I know a man. You need recommendation. You need recommendation. Begin to receive it now. 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 Open your mouth and begin to receive recommendation. Begin to receive recommendation. Lord, I need recommendation. Lord, I need recommendation. Lord, I need recommendation. Zakata beya la marakatola. Azele barote kaida. Aha, aha, aha. Aha, aha. Aha. In Jesus' mighty name. Hold it. Let me tell you. Your gift is powerful, but it's not enough. No matter how gifted you are. David might be called to be a king, but he needs a Samuel. Without a Samuel, he will never get it. David, we need trials. You need your Samuel. You need your trials. Then you need the elders of Israel. When Saul died, the elders came to him and said, come and be the king. He didn't force himself. The elders were not there when Samuel gave him that prophecy. They came like people come on a visit. They said, brother, please, we don't want to go to another person. Don't discourage us. You are the one we want. Please say amen.
Amen.
Because this day that I'm talking about is the day you'll be adorned like a bride.
Amen. Amen.
They will tell you don't do anything, just stand straight.
Amen.
They will begin to adorn you.
Amen.
You will see kings adorn you.
Amen.
Some of you still do not understand.
Amen.
When I was working with Oceanic Bank, we have a client in my office, the richest woman in Africa. I used to work on her account. She was doing her birthday. That was the day I knew that my manager was a small boy. Because my manager, anytime he talks in the office, he's very loud. My manager by rank, not manager by position, senior manager, was the one who has an aunt fan here, aunt fan. She was the one at the birthday party. Please come, sir. Oh, kings will serve you.
Yeah.
Ah, madam, I need to help you touch up your makeup. Ah, when did my bank manager become a makeup? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Ah, kings will serve you.
Yeah.
Kings will serve you.
Yeah.
Kings will serve you.
Yeah.
Brother Quincy, kings will serve you. If you can hear my voice, kings will serve you. I say, kings will serve you. I say, kings will serve you. I say, kings will serve you. Oh, my God, oh, my God. Kings will serve you. Kings will serve you. Kings will serve you. Kings will serve you. My manager was the one fanning the woman. Madam. I couldn't talk. Ah. Say, madam, the AC was on. She became busy. As Oshoni Bank was fanning, Zenith Bank was here fanning.
Hey.
UBA was here. I'm telling you. GT Bank. If you don't fan. You know, in those days, we used to do a lot of check transactions. So all the people that brought gifts to her, they came with checks. Not plastic. They didn't come with coolers. That a gift is big doesn't mean it's valuable. Can be big for nothing. I don't need 1 o'clock in my house. I've never seen that thing before. Executive director of banks, finding one woman. One woman, she sat down. And she was watching. She didn't stop them. Her PA will tell her, ma, those from First Bank, they are here. So, okay, tell them to help me arrange those who are just coming. Don't do it. They didn't ask an account officer to go there. You can't. I got a query for attempting to speak to her. I got a call from the head of, who are you? I was just a teller. I'm just doing my job. I'm following the policy. Forget policy. Don't try it again. What's your name? Don't ever call our office again. I said, I want to confirm my check. The money is much. Who is your manager? What did I do? The person who called me was not the account officer, was an executive director of the bank. That's the person that confirms that there's somebody's name on the system, but that one is just there for formality. No kobo moves out of that account. The bank's eye is on that account because it's in billions. When as a driver comes to the bank, we treat the driver like she's the one. The driver calls my manager by his name. How are you? Madam called me. Say, yeah. So this is it. You will sit down. It's my manager that will go and bring the money. I want to see the person. I want to pay. In those days, we used to take pictures of third-party transactions in case there's a fraud. Who is the person you paid? Come and take this one now. It's like you don't like your family. You don't like this office. You are tired of working here. Sadiq, you are tired of working here. The money you are using to help your family, you are tired of it. Say, sir, I must take the picture. My manager will take his pen right at the back of the check. I saw the customer sign. Don't snap anything. Give him the money. There's no network. Pay him. Kings will serve you. Amen. Kings will serve you. Amen. Kings will know you. Amen. They will know your name. Amen. They will be your friends. Amen. They will be your sons. Amen. They will be your daughters. Amen. They will serve your children. Amen. Today, the honor of kings is given to you. At the end of that birthday, the woman just came, her PA came with a big box, all the checks, the names of people I only saw on the TV. I started seeing their checks because they came. Some of them didn't stay long, but their checks stayed back. Started seeing zeros. The woman just came. I don't know your problem. Mama, I said, no, you are not smiling. Take 20 checks. That 20 is because then we didn't have the cap of is it 10 million? So you could write that 10 could be like say 250 million, you know, or thereabout. Oceanic, let's represent. Just put a hand like this. Say, no, take this whole box. That money, that check she gave you, is how your bank will meet their target that month. It's not ordinary money. That is how you will go to your NPR and take a bow. You say, don't talk. Sit down. You are performing. But there was a time in the life of that woman, she fought the president. Because the president wanted to take her oil well from her. She fasted. She prayed. And she won. That's what we are doing today. We are praying. We are declaring. Because after now, if you cough, kings will come. Amen. Listen to me, you are not small. Listen to me, you are not small. Whatever you have seen is child's play. Today, the gate of influence is open over you. It's 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 open over you.
I had a client that used to come to my office, and the man said to me, the man comes wearing shorts, but it's knicker, but very, you will know it's expensive. His name is Benga, and he's very temperamental. So most of my folks don't like attending to him. And his transactions are never straightforward. You have to go through this, get one approval from my head office. So because we are the same, you know, name, we are namesakes. So I tried to manage him. At least, good afternoon, sir. Yes. One day, he just looked at me. Segment guy, like. But he now made a statement. He said, I like you because anytime you attend to me, I don't have to come back to sign one thing again. He now made a statement. He said, it is one thing to be good at what you do. It's another thing to be visible. Say you may be good, but hidden. You see, to become visible, you need recommendation. You need someone to say, I will stand for him. I was on the system initiating his Forex transaction, and he was preaching to me. He does some trainings for First Bank. Say, whenever he's bored. He now asked me, say, do you know my profile? I said, no. Said, I used to be one of the EDs in Zenith Bank. He said, your MD is my classmate. My MD. He just pulled out his phone. Let me not call you MD. Let me call your group executive, the one at the group office abroad, for risk management. Bayo Bawoni. Bad boy, Alpha. Said, I'm sending you a name now. This boy is very good. Take him out of here. The man said, give him the phone. The man asked me, what's your name? He said, send me an email now. In my office, it is a sin to send an email to a second level supervisor without copying your boss. You want to disgrace us? The man said, send an email to me now. Don't copy anybody. That email went to the group office outside Nigeria. After he left, he said, do you want to come to risk management? I said, yes, sir. I passed the phone back. The man said, see you at the top. He walked out. While my colleagues were taking the excuse to go and eat pekere at the back office. I'm hungry, I'm tired, I want to go and eat. Somebody's life was just transformed. No noise. The person God will use, you don't know him. You have not met him. Oh, let me say, he has not discovered you. He might have met you, but he has not discovered you. Now we want him to see you for who you really are. So speak to the heavens now. There needs to be a discovery. This week, begin to pray over your life. Begin to speak and ask that there will be a discovery. That there will be a discovery. That there will be a discovery. There is going to be a divine connection between you and your Samuel. Between you and your recommendation. There is going to be a connection. That position, that promotion, you are one recommendation away. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Ah.
mo ti goke Oluwa lo ibi ti a ti so agbara mi dotu Motigoke, Oluwao. Motigoke, Oluwa lo. Ibi ti a ti so, agbara mi dotu.
Tell you it is important for the person that the Lord will recommend to meet with you, because if he does his own job, he also will be promoted. One of our pastors here, and you heard his testimony when he was around, he said he wanted to leave his job. He got tired of the job beginning of the year, and he came to me. I was sitting here after the service. And he said, Pastor, I want to resign. I shut my eyes. I said, give me 6 months. I didn't say, give the Lord 6 months. I said, give me 6 months. That was a prophetic declaration. I was using my office to speak to him. I said, give me 6 months. And I went to the Lord. I said, Lord, change the story. 6 months. 6 months. Exactly the 6 months, there was contention. He's too young. He cannot be the one. But God said he's the one. He was given a space that he was not qualified for. He became an area manager for something, for a role he was not qualified for. Now, the man of God that was used to strengthen his hands has also been promoted. It's important. The benefit of the person that God will use for you, you are not the only one benefiting. The way God designed the system is that as hands hold each hand, there will be support. So if you are the one the Lord is going to use to lift somebody up, don't worry. The chain doesn't end with you. Are you hearing me? The chain doesn't end or break with you. Because there are at least three people in this place that the Lord is saying you are qualified to handle contracts in billions. Yeah. Well, it appears they are not here. Let me repeat, because some of you don't have faith. Let me tell you, you may not be aware. Satan was not the first person to become committed to prospering his own children. He got it from God. The scripture says, and I declare, our God delights in the prosperity of his servant. He said he will favor you, he will favor your dust as gold. Dust. The favor upon your life, we have influence on the dust of your feet. And God calls that dust gold. Getting it. I said you will walk, but your prosperity will come from above. The next time you see a man that is hasty, in too hasty to be rich, you will tell him, slow down. Slow down. It doesn't come like that. Wealth runs away from those who are hasty to be rich. Today is the day of restoration. I said today is the day of restoration. Put up that scripture. There was a scripture I skipped, talking about the adornment of the bride. I hope I've not missed it now. Verse 18. Let's round up. Lift up thy eyes round about. So I want to tell you now, please look round about. Look around. This is the smallest we ever be. Okay. Now, I want you to look around now and you will find that your enemies are no more with you. They have become wasted. 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 Someone was about to get married and the parents went to pray somewhere and they observed certainty. They said this wedding cannot hold. The wedding was that weekend. Said the wedding cannot hold. 7 a.m. they called me. The parents called me. I didn't even have their number. I just saw a call. Usually I don't like to pick strange numbers. That day I just picked. I heard the voice of a woman. Say, Pastor Gbenga. My name is Mrs. When I heard the name, I jumped up. My husband is here. Hold on for daddy. I see all these old people. As the man was talking, the woman was fuming. Like I could literally, you know, when a woman is he can't marry her. That wedding, I was hearing her voice at the background. So she was distorting my flow. Because I'm trying to hear God, I'm trying to talk to you. But, you know, the man was the one saying, Pastor, so, are you sure this wedding should go on? Say, because we think the wedding should stop. We cannot guarantee the safety of our son from what we are seeing. We don't want to lose our son. For a parent to call you and say, that means they went somewhere. They told them if your son goes into that home, he will not live long. So the only person standing between them and the other false prophet is Moa. You see, that is the day I realized that I actually have to be hearing God. So you don't give people false hope. And I told the man, I said, Daddy, I have canceled weddings before. I said, there's no one that is around me. Whether they told me or not, 1 week, at least 1 week before they come to me and say they want to get married, I would have known. And I would have known the lady. I said, Daddy, I've prayed about this, your son. There's no danger in front of him. He said, Pastor, mommy is here. He brought the wife into the car. He said, you're on speaker. Are you telling us that if our son marries this girl, nothing will happen to him? I said, thus saith the Lord, nothing will happen to your son. They picked the other call, called their son. The wedding will go on. I feared God that day. There are some of your, those that God wants to use for you. They need assurance. Today, we send assurance to them. They are not sure if you can handle the project. Today, we send an assurance in the spirit to them. There are clients that are doors, which means once you have to work with them only once, they will bring you to their friends. We give you that type of client. They said to the prophet, the place that we are has become too small. Say it has become too small. And I don't know if you are like me today. Therefore, the word of the Lord to you is, enlarge the place of your tent. Expand to the left. Expand to the right. March forward. Put up verse 18. He said, lift up your eyes round about and behold, all these gather themselves together and they come to you. He said, as surely as I live. You know, when God begins to place a promise on his existence, it's an eternal covenant. He said, thou shalt surely be clothed with them all, as with an ornament, and bind them on thee as a bride doeth. You are not seeing it. He's saying that people of influence will become your cloth of adornment. Amen. When somebody says, what do you think? He says, leave him, leave him, leave him. come. Don't leave him. Ah, you will be guilty. Did he commit the crime? Yes. Come. Leave him. You will lose that your company. They will shut it. You know you are not paying tax. Leave him. Say, sir, please sit down. you don't know influence. That's why you are chasing money. Influence is spending other people's money, spending goodwill. They look at you. You are meeting them for a friend and say, I just love you, sir. What's your name? I just love you, madam. What's your name? Is the aura of the spirit. How come we have not promoted you? How come? You handle this project. What's your rank? No. HR. Note his number. It's a matric, whatever, staff number. Then no. Are you still here? Emergency promotion. It's not your promotion that will break the bank. Don't worry. You are promoted. Yes. There are people as you proceed on your journey to destiny that must go with you. Lot must be separated from you. No matter how good Lot is, he will break your heart. No matter how good Lot is, he will eventually think he's better than you. But there are certain people. People like John the Beloved. He said, Demas has forsaken me. Having loved this present world, there are people that are opportunists. Anywhere God is doing something, they will join themselves there because they are opportunists. They don't have a vision. Those people must be separated from you. People want to use your name and influence to rise higher and then drop you. But there are certain people that must journey with you. So now, this is our final prayer point. You are going to pray. Those that are supposed to be with me on this journey, let them begin to connect with me. Those that are not supposed to be with me, let there be a separation. Pray fervently. Final prayer. Pray for yourself. Pray for your children. Mighty name we pray. For thus hear the Lord God, behold, I will lift up my hand to the Gentiles, and I will set up my standard to the people, and they shall bring their sons in their arms, and their daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders. Kings shall be your nursing fathers, and queens shall be your nursing mothers. They shall bow down to you with their faces to the ground. They will lick the dust off your feet. I'm reading verse 23. And thou shalt know that I am the Lord. For they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. 24. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? 25. But thus hear the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contends with you, and I will save your children. And I will save your children. Ale barakadia. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. The Lord reigneth. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, he reigneth in majesty.